The National Information Assurance Partnership, first launched 14 years ago as a way to allow federal agencies to make use of the growing commercial cybersecurity field rather than having to rely on expensive government-specific IT products developed by the National Security Agency. But NIAP has been widely criticized for falling well short of its intentions. Commercial companies who wanted to get their products certified as secure enough for government information assurance systems routinely waited years. And according to a 2004 report by the Cybersecurity Industry Alliance, getting a single product approved cost hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. As a result, only the largest IT firms were able to participate. Janine Peterson is the NIAP program's director.
Agility is one of the things that we in NIAP have struggled with. I often say that NIAP, spelled backwards, is pain. So a lot of what we've gone through over the years, NIAP's been in existence for over 10 years now. We've had growing pains for anybody who's been involved in the program in any way. But I feel like there's been some changes within the common criteria. There's been some changes within NIAP that have made us, have allowed us to become more agile. And so, you know, we're trying to respond to ever-changing cybersecurity threats. And in order to be relevant to our end users and provide them some reasonable products.
Among the changes the NIAP program has made, it has abandoned the process of assigning evaluation assurance levels based on the testing of a product at an independent lab. Officials determined the outcome of that scheme was approval language that was esoteric and difficult to apply in the real world, and also too subjective. Two different labs could evaluate the same product and come up with vastly different results depending on what they decided to measure. Instead, NIAP has moved to a system of protection profiles that are tailored to specific groups of technologies and should, at least in theory, create a subjective set of security parameters for private labs to test against. The profiles are built by technical working groups made up of members of industry, agency officials, academia, and end users. The profiles that NIAP is testing commercial products against so far involve firewalls, gateways, mobile devices, virtual private networking systems, wireless networking, and several others.
We develop these protection profiles collaboratively. And the benefit of participating in the technical community from an industry perspective is that allows sort of a heads-up look at what the requirements are going to be for products to meet in a given technology. So with these technical communities, we develop protection profiles, requirement specs, and that's what these products are evaluated against. So we're no longer looking at evaluation assurance levels. We found that they were trying to be a one-size-fits-all for any technology, where you would take, you know, generic security requirements and try and force-fit them for different technologies. We've recognized that that doesn't make sense. That doesn't lead to efficient evaluations. It ended up being much more of a paperwork exercise than actually testing and looking at the product.
The NIAP program is also working to streamline the government security approval process for commercial devices by combining it with the separate gauntlet of building security technical implementation guides. That's a function handled by the Defense Information Systems Agency. While the NIAP process verifies that a commercial product can be made safe enough for government work, STIGs tell agency-level security officers exactly how to configure the product so that it complies with the NIAP certification. And Peterson says NIAP and DISA have now reached an agreement that will make sure every time a product makes its way through NIAP, it will receive a STIG as well.
If you've got your car air conditioner, NIAP is the organization that ensures that when you turn it to blue, cold air comes out. DISA, on the other hand, with their STIGs, gives you the owner's manual. So you turn this knob, you push this switch, and so DISA provides the configuration, the information for how to get your air conditioner to work.
Since the NIAP program revamped its processes, it's achieved only one major success, but it's a significant one because it paved the way for a modern commercial mobile device to make its way into use for secret-level data within the military and the intelligence community for the first time ever. The two latest versions of the Samsung Galaxy smartphone made it through NIAP even before the company was ready to release the devices into the commercial marketplace.
The goal for our evaluation is that our evaluation completes as the product hits the streets. And that's what we accomplished for the S4 and the S5 as well. So it is, we don't want our evaluations to be 2 years after the product is released. Clearly, that's far too late. And so that's the goal, is get these products on the street evaluated when they hit the market.
Despite some limited success under the new model, Peterson says NIAP has had some trouble getting the word out about the changes it's made. DoD instructions and other government policies require agencies to use nothing but NIAP-approved products in certain systems unless they get a waiver, and so contracting officers routinely include demands for NIAP certifications in agency solicitations. But Peterson says she regularly sees RFPs in which agencies require vendors to meet a certain evaluation assurance level, even though NIAP stopped using the EVL system almost 2 years ago.
I still see requirements for an EAL, you know, for certified product. It really is obsolete, and I'll tell you, because in the U.S., we no longer evaluate against EALs. And so what I always say to people is that if your procurement language has an EAL reference, you're setting yourself up kind of for an old product or for failure, because we don't do EAL evaluations anymore.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.